from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Home and Home.
Ask Reddit is the spot for the most intriguing questions on the planet, and we answer Reddit every day at this time here on Home and Home. And Ross, I got a feeling both of us have plenty of answers for today's question, which is, what do we do? What is that old person thing that you do? Go.
Oh, gosh. There's a lot of... By the way, we need to do... one day, Dave, we need to do a weird thing we do. Like, what's like a totally off-the-wall thing that we do? I thought of it last night. I'm brushing my teeth, okay? And every once in a while, Dave, I'll be brushing my teeth while I'm peeing, while I'm taking a leak, okay? And I stand up, unlike you, to pee. That's a story for another day. And for some reason, when I have a mouthful of toothpaste and I just brush my teeth, I spit out the toothpaste. I spit out the water toothpaste into the toilet. And in my mind, a little bit I'm doing that to kind of clean out the toilet and the pipes. Like a little bit, I think that that somehow benefits the toilet, the piping, whatever, because I spit my toothpaste into the toilet.
Okay. We'll get into that another day. And with that, we'll discuss how IP sitting down on another day. But that's just a ridiculous theory that has no rationale whatsoever. To quote Billy Madison, we should all be considered dumber for having heard that. But back all right, to
old
the thing, Reddit.
Old guy thing for me is, I mean, I'm like across the board old, right? So I get up really early like old people do. I take a nap almost every day. That's straight old guy, old person thing to do. I eat dinner sometimes before 5 o'clock. That is straight old person thing to do. I mean, I pretty much am old. I wear slippers every day, and I wear like sweatpants with some type of long sleeve t-shirt. Like, bro, I'm living the straight old guy life across the board, and I'm loving every minute of it.
Boy, that is one lucky wife you have at home. And you didn't even mention the fact that I think you wear like socks and Crocs, don't you? Socks and sandals?
No.
Yeah, you do.
I am not a socks and Croc guy. I wear Crocs all the time. I am very anti-socks. So you and I are on different, totally different wavelengths. I think socks are for losers, okay? I think someone that takes the time to sit down, bend over, pull up socks, put them on your feet, and then walk around wearing them, and then at the end of the day, you take them off, and at the top, it's like they were compressing your gigantic calves if you're like me all day. Yeah, socks are for losers. Socks and tying shoelaces are for losers, okay? You know how you know you've made it in life? I don't ever bend over for shit, homie. I don't have to tie laces. I don't have to put on socks. I either slide into the Crocs or I slide in to the slippers. That's how you know you've made it.
Totally disagree. I matched my socks today to some of the potential subject matter. We were going to talk about John Beilein, gone from the Cleveland Cavaliers after 14 games of a 5-year deal. Socks are the shit, man. And I'm rocking some Stance Cleveland Cavaliers socks right now. But that's not the old thing. The old thing that I do, you already nailed it. I eat dinner every night at like 5:30. Unless, of course, my wife and I are going out. We'll go out at a normal time without the kids. It'll be like, you know, 7:30. But I eat just about every night at about 5 or 5:30. But ironically, it's not because I'm an old guy. It's because my kids get freaking hangry every day at like 5 o'clock. And instead of just filling them up with crap, I figure let's just give up and have dinner at their time. So I'm actually doing a young person thing by eating at 5:30. And by young, I mean 14, 12, and 8 years old. So I eat at 5:30. Early bird special totally works for the Briggs family. I like it though. I like it, Ross, because you digest all that food and you can move on with your life and not go to bed full.
Exactly. I do it for intermittent fasting. I eat my first meal typically when this show's over around 10:30. I have a snack around 2:30, 2 o'clock. Then, I don't know, have dinner sometime between 5 and 6, sometimes a little bit earlier. Although, if I had dinner like at 4:45 and I'm up past 9:30, that gets rough, bro. That gets rough. Really
dude,
rough.
You are an old freaking man. You are an old man. I can't imagine we're getting like at like 60, 65. Here are the top answers on Reddit this morning. I look up words that kids use so I can understand their lingo. Yeah, I guess I do that. I go grocery shopping in the morning. I don't go grocery shopping, so can't answer that. Hold books and phone further away from my face to see them. I don't know if that's an old person thing or you just got crappy vision, man. Even young people have crappy vision. I'm old. I got great vision. I don't know about those. Let us know what you think at RDC Home and Home. What do you do that's an old person thing?
Hey, everybody, it's Ross Tucker. Thanks for listening to the Home and Home podcast. Remember, you can watch or listen live every day from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time exclusively on the radio.com app or on the web at radio.com/home.
Home and Home.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.